You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeborahHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump Day, final hour for us. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Get back into the big story of the day just a couple of minutes from right now as the Hawks travel to Madison Square Garden tonight to take on the Knicks. Final game before the All-Star break. Nice little extended break for some of these guys. Obviously, Trey headed out west to go to the All-Star game, as well as Zachary Risa-Shea. He'll be a part of it, too. So we'll get to all that. Mark Schlereth going to join us, talk some NFL in about 20 minutes. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40.
We were talking about the cool cats, right? And my boy, my man D.A., and somebody else, both of them back-to-back tweets said, well, what about Billy Ocean? Yeah, Billy Ocean sure. was Billy right. Ocean's fully cool. Caribbean Queen, just a cool-ass cat. Yeah, so, yeah, I would definitely put him in that in that category. He ain't cool as Billy D.
No.
He ain't cool as Teddy, because ain't too many brothers can walk up there with some linen pants and a mesh tank top tucked in.
And be like,
and be the coolest
and be like
dude,
masculine,
and be the coolest dude in the state,
right?
You know what I mean?
I know. Here's the thing, though, about that, though. This kind of gets back to something we were talking about early in the show about cool kind of being similar to, or like cooler you get, kind of older,
right?
Like those guys are all now. Obviously, they were cool when they were younger too,
right?
But that we're going back to talk about cool people.
Yes,
I mean, who are the new ones?
Who are the new cool guys?
Yeah, who's out there now that's cool?
That's, oh, man.
Like, Billy Dee Williams, no, I mean, like, he's obviously very cool. But, like, the peak of the cool, I don't know when it was, is maybe it's still going
like
up. I'm not
still
sure.
Who's
when
out there?
When was Teddy Pendergrass at his coolest ever? The coolest day he ever had.
I don't think. Teddy's still cool,
he
though,
is.
Man.
He know? Is. But when he walked up on stage with the linen pants and the and the mesh tank top.
Teddy Pendergrass rolled up there in a wheelchair and was still cooler than everybody.
Right. Right. I'm just saying, like, maybe you have to be to a certain amount younger than somebody to view them like that.
I got you.
Because obviously
today,
we're a lot younger
cool
than
today?
Who
so I would just say
Morgan
I don't,
Freeman.
Morgan Freeman cool. the oldest person in the world.
Cool.
He's very cool.
Sam Yale.
Okay, we're talking about 80-year-old men now.
Can I give you a
who's
young one?
Who's cool and younger than 30?
Chalamet.
Who the hell is that?
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet the God? Chalamet.
Oh.
Who? I thought you said Charlamagne.
I thought you said Chalamet the God. I was like, I'm going to slap you in the back of your damn head. You talking about the dude with bald head with no eyebrows? On purpose? On purpose?
Charlamagne's
all right. How you bald headed eyebrows with no eyebrows on purpose? All right. you lost a recurring bet. But
Timothy Chalamet?
Who?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
He is an actor.
Okay, Andy.
He played Bob Dylan.
He's been in a lot. He's quite a big deal. He's an A-lister in
Hollywood. The dude that played Bob. Oh yeah, he's cool.
He was on game day. He did the guest picking on game day. People were shocked at his football knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's one.
So we know who Abe thinks is cool.
Denzel.
Abe thinks Timothy.
So I was going to bring up Denzel. Yeah.
Denzel.
Again, old.
Yeah. I don't know none of
I don't either.
Michael B. Jordan.
That, okay, he's cool.
Yeah.
I was going to say Jordan's Dwayne, cool. But he's almost 50.
Who?
He might be in his 50.
Who?
The Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock's cool.
Is
no
he?
Question. Without yeah. question. Yeah, he's definitely cool. I think he's cool.
Okay.
You don't think The Rock's cool?
He's all right. He's a character.
Skyscraper might have ended that discussion.
I like Skyscraper.
I liked it too.
The movies, but I'm talking about just the guys.
Oh, yeah.
We can't, the characters these people play, of course they're going to be cool.
I mean, Michael B. Jordan?
Glenn Powell is hot right now for a lot of people.
I don't know who that is.
Who the hell is that, Abe?
You're just listing handsome actors.
Another actor.
What do you play?
Ryan Gosling, people think is cool.
Okay. Again, another.
He's been hanging out since the Disney whatever days.
Like, I think Leo DiCaprio's cool.
I think Jalen Hurts is cool.
All day and all
Jalen Hurts is really
definitely
cool. Like, I would definitely consider him like a. He's young. He's like 25.
Yes.
This is the youngest, coolest person that I can come up with.
Yeah.
I think he's my answer to who's a young, cool person
yeah.
right now.
Okay. That's how I go with it. I go with Mike. I like Michael B. Jordan, man.
Yeah, he's very cool.
He didn't let the Harvey lady destroy him.
No.
You know what I
mean? No, he did. He kept his head up.
Let's see how this, you know, you see the trailer for his new movie coming out?
What?
Sinners?
No, I haven't seen it.
It's like he plays
himself
and his brother.
And all up because
Anthony Edwards is cool.
Who's cool to me because of just the, and the phrase that he says, Future's cool as hell to me.
Okay. Yeah.
Future's cool as hell.
I can go with you on that one.
I'll go with that.
I like Future.
Yeah. Other than that, I don't know.
It's not that many.
Yeah, it's not that many cool folks.
I think it's hard to be cool and be under a certain age. Or maybe because we're a certain age, you have to be a certain amount older. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Like, LeVar Burton is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he passed recently.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. R.I.P. LeVar.
Yeah, like, he was cool to me.
Yeah, Reading Rainbow.
But outside of Reading Rainbow, the brother was.
Even Reading Rainbow was cool.
Yeah. I had a real issue with that show, man.
Why? Anti-reading?
No, I was young.
Anti-rainbows?
It was soft, man. Like,
yeah, man, it was a show about reading called Reading Rainbows.
Yeah, that was just,
it was pretty soft.
I was a legit, and, you know, I've been knowing softness since I came out the womb, Andy. Like, that's how I was born.
Yeah.
I know. When I was like, I ain't watching this, Angel.
What's a hard kids show?
What's a hard kids show? The original drawings of Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah,
Rainbow wasn't hard.
Yeah, they lived in a sewer.
What was the one with the?
And they were led by a rat.
What's the one that?
Okay.
What's the one with the hand puppet lady?
Oh yeah, Lamb Chops.
Lamb Chops.
That's soft.
Sherry.
That show's weird.
Sherry something.
It's one of the weirdest shows ever.
We got to go.
I really don't.
Andy, I saw a clip yesterday on the news talking about, what's the show, Lamb Chop?
Lamb Chop.
Lamb Chop, and then it said adult.
Oh.
So they got an adult show, but it's with quotations. So that freaked me out because I'm like, Lamb Chop and adult. What the hell are they doing with that puppet?
You know what they're doing with that puppet.
Okay, just making sure.
You know exactly what they're doing with that puppet.
Damn freaks.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with that.
It said Lamb Chops at night.
There was always something weird about that show, though.
Yes.
Something off.
Yes.
Every time I watched it, I was like, I don't know.
And I know
about
this
one.
I'm not the only person because it was on the news yesterday.
Okay.
And it said Lamb Chop adult with the quotations around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a thing, huh?
Show.
There's you look hard enough, there's something out there for everybody.
Lamb Chop at night. That's
but
what
for
it,
that,
that's
to
what
make it,
it
on the news, that means there's a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Mike Bell, you're absolutely right. Lewis Hamilton is cool.
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton is one of the coolest people on the planet.
Right.
Race car driver.
Yeah, you're
no
like
doubt
a
about
superstar race
no
car
doubt
driver,
about
F1.
No
yeah,
doubt
you can
about
definitely
it.
Get
no.
away with being cool.
How about Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
with you on that.
I went with Lewis Hamilton. Oh, because you know I wanted to be Cristiano Ronaldo for one day. I want to be Lewis Hamilton for one day. I want to be a black man with cornrows and an English accent for one day.
Well, I mean, learn an English accent and then you will be.
Grow
your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. LeVar Burton. My bad, LeVar. He's doing fine.
You know how I hesitantly said,
bad.
I know.
Who died? Somebody died.
I don't.
Who was it? My bad.
But yeah.
Anyway, he's fine. He's doing just fine.
I want to be Lewis Hamilton.
He's 67. He's hanging out.
Yeah, I want to be Lewis Hamilton for one day. One day. In Monaco.
Is it a race day?
No. Oh. It's a race week, though, not the day of. It's like that Saturday before.
I'd like to be him on race night, like after he wins. And then that night.
In Monaco?
I don't want to do all the work to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. I just want to be one of the guys that wins the Super Bowl and then celebrates it afterwards.
Yes.
Like, I want to do that. I want to spend the offseason celebrating like all these guys are about
to do. Is Noah Lyles cool?
Hell no.
Okay.
His teeth don't fit his mouth.
No.
You can't be looking like that and be cool.
Did you watch that track show?
Yeah.
Gabby Thomas is cool.
Yeah. Simone Biles is cool.
Simone Biles is awesome.
Simone Biles is really cool.
Noah? No, dog.
No, I can't.
No, I can't
do that. All right, let's get to the big story of the day.
That Grover mouth.
QC Kinetics.
I took a little bit to think about it, called my little brother, and then we decided that it was a great idea to go out there and represent. If it was just about me, it would be different, and I may feel a different way, but it's not just about me. It's about everybody else around me, and I mean the city and everybody that's a part of this.
There you go. Trey talking about sort of the decision process of the, whatever you call it, the commissioner exempt all-star
especially birth. Especially whenever you're in a situation where you feel like you deserved it.
Yeah.
Which he did.
Of course he did.
Which he did. And so whenever you talk about, I had to talk to my brother and all those other things, it's like, I really didn't want to go. Yeah, I'm assuming, and again, I've only participated in the outside parts of All-Star Weekend, which is whatever. But being an all-star, it's got to be cool.
It seems like it would be one of the coolest things you could do.
Just the practices and the interactions and all those. It's just like it's a cool thing, you know.
Yes.
And
Now, again, it seems like his inclination is to be like, well, I don't want to do that.
Right.
They're not going to vote me in. Right. I don't want to do it. And again, back in 21, that's what he did.
Yeah.
It was sort of a similar situation. He was like, nah, I'm good.
Why this year?
I think last year too, right? Because last year was the same thing
exactly,
as this year.
But,
and he went, I think it speaks to something you were getting at a couple weeks ago of just kind of growing up a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't, you're the face of a franchise. You get an opportunity to go represent them, the city, whatever. Like, there's a lot of 10-year-old kids that love Trae Young.
They'd love
to see you play on Sunday. I'm sure it's one of those things that I bet feels great in the moment to tell them to go kick rocks.
Yes.
But then you're at home on Sunday and the game's on.
Yep.
You're like, kind of fun to be there.
Or as you know, being a married man, like your wife, you're like, go ahead and go. You know, like, I'm like, that is one of the great things that my wife does for me. It's like, she is that one where she's like, okay, I understand, but you need to do this. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? You need,
having
somebody in your life to
let you follow your own instincts all the time.
All the damn time. Because you know me better than anybody in this business.
Everybody needs somebody that can tell them to be. And you do this for me, all this.
We do it for each other.
If you need... a little bit like, hey, you know, maybe that wasn't the right. You know, it's like, oh, okay, not everybody has it.
Yes.
You can't have that many because you got to really trust
them. Exactly.
But you need people in your life, and maybe his brother, his whatever.
And his papa and everybody. And we know his daddy is, I love his pops. I think he's freaking awesome. I love any of these papas that be riding for their sons the way that Mr. Young does. LeVar Ball, I freaking love it. Would never have a problem with a daddy riding for his boy.
I love Jaws' dad.
Jaws' dad.
I love Jaws' dad.
I love him. I would never. I ain't got no problem with no daddy riding for their son.
No doubt.
I just think that it was a good move for him to go. I would have been like maybe like 20 years ago. Randy would be like, hell yeah, I wouldn't win either, Trey. But now I'm older. You know, I'm paying college tuition and stuff. I'm officially a grown damn man. Like, I get to the point. I don't even open mail no more, Buck. When they say the kids college on top, I don't even open the mail because I know because they tardy.
Yeah, because you know what?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This. Yeah, I know that because they tardy.
You know? Yeah, you don't get progress reports in college.
Yeah, I don't know because they tardy in that.
Final game for the Hawks tonight before the break, by the way. They're up in New York against the Knicks. Been playing pretty good ball since the trade deadline. This will be, I think, a pretty solid test. Now, the Knicks are on the second half of a back-to-back. They played a tough one last night against the Pacers. Karl-Anthony Towns was fantastic. 40-12. So at least they're on the second half of a back-to-back. But hopefully the Hawks can get it and go into the All-Star break with four in a row. We'll come back. Mark Schlereth is going to join us. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Get his thoughts on the Super Bowl after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
The March to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.